system. That, you know, that hard shell thing that can pull its neck and its legs into its shell.
Well, are you talking about a gopher or a turtle?
And what's the difference?
Well, I really don't know, but a gopher usually grows a big old large thing, you know.
About
and a turtle just,
long?
Well, I never have seen one that long, but I wouldn't be surprised if they don't grow that long. Turtles usually get about that big.
About 6 to 9 inches
long? Yeah. And then a little one, what we call a terrapin, is a little thing that can draw its head and its hind legs and all up in the shell and just shut itself up in there.
Mm-hmm.
We call that a highland terrapin.
Mm-hmm. What about the gopher and the turtle? Do they live in the water or on
the
land?
No, no. Well, now there's some turtles live in the water. But a gopher will dig a hole in a sandy place, just dig a slanting hole, you know, and just go down in there a piece and curve it around, and then he stays down in there.
Mm-hmm.
And they're strong enough till a good-sized person can stand on their back and they can still carry them.
Uh-huh.
Now, turtles, they don't get that strong.
But a gopher? Strong?
Yeah, a gopher. Well, I guess actually they're all members of the turtle family. If I understand it right, out in the West, these little old animals with four legs that they call gophers.
Mm-hmm.
But here, those big old hard shell ones are what we call gophers.
Mm-hmm. Is there a kind that sort of digs in the dirt?
Yeah, a gopher. I'll just dig, you know. I guess if they wanted to find something to eat, you can see where they've scratched with their feet. They've got kind of sharp, I don't know if you'd call them claws or not, I guess you would. And they'll scratch in the dirt sort of like look like where a chicken scratched.
What about some insects that, say if you had a lamp light on out on the porch and this insect would be attracted to the light and fly around it?
Well, moths or cannel flies or there's a lot of, there's so many bugs around here, it could be any one of 100 different kinds, I guess, because there's a little bitty hard shell one that they'll fly around that light. And if they get on you, they'll bite you.
Mm-hmm.
And mostly, though, I guess moths and what we call cannel flies, they're about the same thing.
What's the difference?
Well, actually, just mostly in the coloring. Some of them are solid color brown, and some have a kind of a mottled effect on their wings. I'm not familiar enough with bugs, you know. I didn't ever study biology or anything, and I don't know enough about it to describe the difference.
Mm-hmm. But you call it either a candlefly or a
moth.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of times they'll keep flying at that light till it'll burn them so bad it'll kill them.
What about something that flies around and it's got a little light in its tail?
Well, we call them lightning bugs. There's a scientific name for them, but I don't know what it is. I've heard it, but I don't remember.
And something that